So I've been here 50 years, son. I ain't quit building yet. 52 years. If I get able, I'm going to build some more.
Now, what did you call that house we were in back there where the pit was?
That's a barbecue.
That's the barbecue back there, mm-hmm. Enclosed.
Are they?
It's enclosed. I mean, it's...
Yeah, with the glass all around and everything.
Uh-huh. That's a fancy barbecue place. Mighty fancy.
I was telling you about, no.
Sir?
I was talking about the farm a while ago when I rained. I never did tell you about the tomatoes, but I was a tomato king for about 10 or 12 years.
You were?
Oh, yeah. I'd have 50,000, but I had no place to ship them. I had to dispose of them locally.
Uh-huh.
And it made it pretty hard on me, see. So when I'd have a crop of 50,000 pounds ready to go at one time, it was hard to dispose of them. But I'd do it. I was a good salesman. In other words, the manager of the store would see me coming and hiding the back till I left.
Huh.
He said if he stayed out there, I'd come sell him something. He didn't give a cotton little what it was. He said he'll sell you something. I was in the butcher business. My brother wouldn't. He done the selling in town, and I done the buying and bringing it home.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come home and say, you know, I didn't sell but one cow today, one carcass. I said, the hell you preach. I got 50 on the road, 50 farmers to buy, 50 in the pasture, and 50 in the cooler. What we going to do? I'd get up next morning and go down there and sell that 50 in the cooler. Come on back home and kill 50 more and put in there.